The next patient is Robert Paris. The last name is P-A-R-R-I-S. This is the clinical case of a 62-year-old white male, a patient of Dr. Ware, W-A-R-E, referred to this office because of the presence of proteinuria, period. The patient has a history of coronary artery disease and a aortic valve disease. The patient had open heart surgery, and he has a prosthetic valve, and is anticoagulated with warfarin. And he went into acute kidney injury when the operation was done in 2019, staying on dialysis for 3 months, and he was told that he was not going to recover the kidney function, but he eventually did, and has remained in a stable condition. Today comes without any shortness of breath or any specific symptoms. However, the proteinuria persists. Period. The proteinuria could be related to diabetes mellitus, or could be related to the fact that he has been taking a medication for HIV, as discussed priorly. We are going to increase the use of SGLT2 inhibitors at a higher dose. He's taking 10 milligrams of Jardiance. We are going to increase to 25 milligrams in order to improve this proteinuria that has remained around 1 gram in 24 hours. Number two, the patient has CKD stage 3B, the serum creatinine that was reported on March the 8th, 2024. The serum creatinine is 1.7. And the estimated GFR is 45 mL per minute, which makes him a stage 3A. Regarding the chronic kidney disease, the patient is advised to follow a very low protein diet, 0.4 milligrams per kilo of body weight, a low sodium diet, and mainly avoid the industrial production of meats. In other words, goes toward fish and eggs only as a source of protein. Following number of atherosclerotic heart disease, the patient is anticoagulated with warfarin, which limits the administration of greens. Following number, human immunodeficiency syndrome. The patient is followed by Dr. Laxon, L-A-C-S-O-N, on a regular basis, and the viral count, the viral load in blood is undetectable. Following number, the main problem in this particular case is that the blood sugar has been elevated at 9.5. Percent the hemoglobin A1C. Period. Recommendations: we are going to increase the Jardiance, and we are going to ask the patient to decrease the caloric intake in order for him to lose weight. And I am going to ask Dr. Ware, the primary, to follow this diabetes closely. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension. The fluid restriction and the low sodium diet have been emphasized and recommended. Following number, hyperlipidemia, that is with with the cholesterol of 221, with the HDL cholesterol of 30, LDL cholesterol is difficult to calculate because the triglycerides were 596. This patient has been with a severe dyslipidemia that is out of control, and the only way to control this is by changing the diet. And pursuing the control of the blood sugar. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. We're going to reevaluate this case in July of this year with a laboratory workup.